Hello and welcome, everybody. I'm here today with Dr. Gregor Zwirn, who is the lead investigator of a new report that we commissioned as Spirits Europe and launched in January. I would like to present in the following minutes the key findings and conclusions of the report. So welcome, Gregor, and starting straight away with the first question, what was the most striking conclusion of your report?
Thank you. When you look at alcohol consumption in a country, you usually start by looking at two major parameters: total per capita alcohol consumption and the extent of alcohol-related harm. Now, what many people are saying is that these two parameters are closely linked. That would imply that a country with a high level of overall per capita alcohol consumption would tend to have higher levels of alcohol-related harm compared to countries with a lower level of overall consumption. However, in the case of Sweden and its neighboring countries, as well as Mediterranean countries, this is by and large quite simply not the case. In Sweden, there's no clear long-term correlation between the level of and the trend in general per capita alcohol consumption and specific major alcohol-related harm indicators. I looked at heavy episodic drinking, life expectancy at birth, drink driving death, underage drinking, and a selection of alcohol-related chronic diseases.
That's very interesting. So if I understand that correctly, does this mean that policy measures which affect the entire drinking population are maybe not the most appropriate, most effective and efficient means to reduce alcohol-related harm?
Well, data suggests that if we want to further accelerate the declining trend in alcohol-related harm, perhaps policy measures focusing on at-risk groups may be indeed more effective and efficient than broad ones that affect the entire drinking population. However, I would be careful and not jump too quickly to the conclusion, because indeed the relationship is very complex.
Thank you. Looking at the second key finding of your report, I understand you looked at the link between prices, affordability of alcoholic beverages, and per capita alcohol consumption. What is your main finding here?
Indeed. In Sweden, prices for alcoholic beverages have increased above the inflation rate for nearly three decades. But income, or more precisely, real GDP per capita, grew even faster during that time. This means that alcoholic beverages, by and large, became more affordable for Swedish consumers. At the same time, total per capita alcohol consumption did not increase. This suggests that alcohol affordability does not correlate with per capita alcohol consumption in the way it is often proposed. Other factors than affordability and per capita alcohol consumption may better explain the declining trend in alcohol-related harm indicators.
Thank you. That's an interesting finding. And of course, again, a rather complex matter that needs to be looked at further. Finally, I think, what's the third key finding that you've came up with in your report?
Well, I would say the third and, indeed, encouraging finding is that today the Nordic drinking culture appears to be approaching consistently the Mediterranean drinking style of moderate consumption. The way Swedes consume alcoholic beverages, as well as the choice of beverage type, have changed, with heavy episodic drinking on the decline.
That's indeed encouraging news, and good to see that such a macro trend seems to be moving in the right direction. We got to come to close. So my final question to you would be, what's your overall conclusion following your extensive research?
I would say the relationship between alcohol consumption and alcohol-related harm is complex and needs further scientific research and debate. In harm reduction, there is no simple solution. Otherwise, they would have been successfully tried already. If we want to progress, we need to an open, informed, evidence-based debate, to which I hope my analysis will contribute a little.
Yes, thank you. I think we've tried to contribute a little to the debate with our chat today. So for all of you who want to take a look at the report, go to www.spirits.eu, where you'll be able to download a copy and accompanying documents. So it's here for us today. It's the end of the conversation. But as you said, we hope that this is a conversation opener for more debate to come. Thank you very much, Gregor. Thank you for listening, and have a good day.